Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast episode number 112. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Mondays with Mello, and today I'm about to really tell you guys something very, very important. And this is for all of the people who are going after something bigger than them, and they have so many aspirations and dreams and all that good stuff. The topic of discussion is never tell everyone your goals. That is just a fact. Now, the topic of discussion is self-explanatory. It explains itself in a nutshell, but I'm going to delve into it. Now, there are two things I want you to always remember when it comes to telling people your goals. Number one, there are the people who don't want you to accomplish them. And that may be because of jealousy, or they want to be like you, or they don't have goals of their own, or just a combination of all three. And number two, there are people who think they know how you should go about accomplishing your goals. The irony of that. Now that that's out the way, let me break down these two things that I just explained. Because most people don't see you accomplishing your big goals. That's reality. Now, I want you to succeed with everything that you do so bad. And I want you guys to be legendary. And I want you guys to impact so many people. But I'm going to tell you one thing. People think it's all nice and they won't support you. And then when they get there, they'll be the first ones to say, "I knew you'd do it." And then you leave them behind and then they'll say you changed. Because see, there are a lot of jealous people and they'll be the ones who smile in your face and you'll think that they're there for you. And in reality, they're not. They're the exact ones who think you'll be in the same place as them in the next 3 to 5 years or even in the next 8 to 10 years. And these are the people who don't have goals, or if they do, they aren't working as fast as you and they see you getting ahead of them. And my goal for me is to do so well that I'm able to pretty much walk away from my corporate American job and have speaking engagements and, you know, do all the things that, you know, I see myself doing. And sometimes people, they don't process things correctly and they think you should, you know, just go live life. And while it's great that, you know, you should live life and do things, you know, fun and exciting and all that stuff, a lot of times you got to sacrifice and do work. And also, they wouldn't dare do what they say out of their mouths, if you really think about it. They can't even live in your shoes. They can't understand or comprehend the work that you're doing on a daily basis. So are you guys seeing where I'm going with this? I mean, do you guys understand like what I'm really trying to convey to you guys? Which brings me to once again saying, don't tell everyone your goals. Have very few people. You should have one hand of people that you tell, which means it's 5 people max that you tell people your goals. Now, for me, I know I occasionally say, "Yeah, I'm working on this book," or "Yeah, I'm writing this," or, you know, but as far as the longevity of all of this, yeah, the majority of people don't even know. People don't even know how many books I really want to write. People don't know all of these things. I've stopped talking. I've been very quiet, and I kind of just do what I got to do. I say, oh, hey, how you doing, Jamel? Oh, I'm doing good. You know, just working, podcast recording and writing blogs and, you know, writing my books. That's it. Nothing major. And I keep it as brief and as simple as possible. And sometimes I may kind of delve into, yeah, I'm writing or working on this book about this and that. And that's it. I am not even talking about, you know, articles that I've been published in or website updates or Nope. Those days are over, my friend, and for good reason. What I am going to tell you is don't follow what other people say. Do things your way. Do what works for you. Because when push comes to shove, most people can't even live your life and do what you do and pretty much make the decisions that you're making. Always remember, people want to know about your life and your goals, but surely as hell won't support a damn thing that you're doing. Because the quieter you are, the more they wonder. And that's the truth. Because if people don't hear from me for a long period of time, then they'll wonder. And for me, I just keep publishing books. And I keep posting them on social media. I drop my little spiel and I keep it moving. That's it. You can like it, keep scrolling. Doesn't matter to me. Because at the end of the day, like, things are going to get really quiet when I get to where I want to get. And I think you guys should do the same. The conversation should get very limited and get very quiet, especially if you have a website, especially if you have so much content, especially if you have everything for people to have access to you and for people to look into you and all that stuff. Trust me, they have it. The blueprint's there. The information is there. So it's that's the reason why, like, I don't say much anymore. No one really reaches out to me and says, hey, how you doing? All that stuff. Nah, that's fine with me. Doesn't really bother me anymore. And it shouldn't bother you either. I've already spoken on how the closest people will not support you. You can backtrack that. That was definitely a Mondays with Mello podcast. So I'm quite sure you guys can find it and listen to it if you haven't. What I will tell you is to stay laser focused on what drives you every day, what keeps you motivated and what keeps you inspired, because you're here for a reason. You have a purpose and you know where you're going. If you're working towards something on a daily basis, nothing's really going to stop you. And you're going to see the synchronicities and you're going to be tired and you're going to go through all of these things. Because believe you me, I'm going through it. Irregular sleep patterns, insomnia, up late at night, thinking about so many different things, goals that I have, working towards my goals, constantly writing a to-do list of things that I want to do and get done, budgeting my money on what I'm spending on things and what I'm not, and along with all the other things that I have to do as an adult. And you know what those things consist of. So I don't need to go into that. But what I will say is you're going to doubt yourself. Trust me. And I will speak on those things down the road on a Mondays with Mello podcast. Trust me when I tell you, none of this is easy for me. And none of it's going to be easy for you. But if you are telling a lot of people your goals, yeah, you might want to slow up on that. And you might want to listen intently on the phone on what people say and how they respond, or look at facial expressions when you're on FaceTime or in person or on WhatsApp or whatever, applications you use or whatever, or Zoom calls or whatever technological app that you use when you talk to people. Yeah. Listen intently. Watch with your eyes, things of that nature. People within your bloodlines and people that you've known for years, as far as your friends or your coworkers, trust me, they are not really for you. Trust me, because if they were, they're going to support you. They're going to post your content. They're going to, push what you're doing. That's why I don't say anything. Strangers are going to support you way more than the people that are closest to you. And the people that are closest to you that support you, you might get three or four if you're lucky. If you're lucky. So don't focus on them. And don't focus on telling everyone your goals. If you're in a relationship and if you're married and you have someone that is supporting the hell out of you and they're really pushing you and they're motivating you and they're inspiring you, keep them around. Keep them in your life. They want to see you win. Nothing can stop you. Now, if you're single, you're going to have to motivate yourself a little bit more because you don't have someone by your side. And that's okay. But just know you're going to get there. But you're going to get there by being more quieter. Trust me when I tell you. Anyway, if this felt like a rant, it wasn't. I'm just passing the torch on to you guys because I've learned some valuable lessons along the way with my journey and what I've been doing. And it's, you know, been a 6-year journey where I've learned so much about myself, but I've also learned so much about other people and how full of it they are, to put it in nicer terms. Anyway, that's my podcast for today. I thank you guys for listening. As always, stay tuned for plenty of more content coming this week and in the future. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.